To experience elevation, there are some keys that you must know and understand. Because if you know that, yes, it's a month of elevation and you don't understand the how to experience it, you just watch it go by. Keys to experience elevation, number one, humility. Say after me, humility. You cannot pick up a man who is already standing up. You cannot pick up a man who is already standing up. A man who is already standing up in his heart. How can you pick him up? And I pray that every musician will keep listening and listening and listening and following. Because you must be a minister with works in the name of Jesus. Two men went up into the temple to pray. And this is Jesus giving a parable. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. And now he even goes on to describe the other men. He said, extortionists, unjust, adulterous, or even as this publican standing there. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Verse 13, and the publican standing afar off, would not even lift up his head so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Say, be merciful. Be merciful. And Jesus says that, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. This is very serious. The way God sees things is very different from the way men see things. Jesus is putting out a warning here that be careful of pride. And I've come to realize from my own experience that pride can crawl in quietly when you don't know. At a point that you don't know, you think everything is okay. So what you can do is every time be checking yourself, asking yourself questions. Am I okay? Am I being proud? Or am I being obedient to God's word? Because pride can just crawl in quietly before you realize. Because Jesus here is talking about a church leader. A church leader praying that, yes, he's fulfilling every part of the law. And Jesus is comparing him to one who is in a lower position, saying that, God, have mercy upon me. And he says that the one crying out to him that have mercy upon me, we went home more justified than this first person. Ask yourself, how often have you told yourself that you have a right to something? And because of that right, you act anyhow concerning it. I was around when this company started. So my boss, he doesn't have a right to talk to me like that. He doesn't have a right. He doesn't have a right. I got first class. So, hey, I need this job. I am the most qualified. So it's mine. Go and try it and you will see. You will see the results. Tell your neighbor it's by grace. It's by grace. You see, it's just by privilege. Only a foolish man would say that I am better than my other colleague. Because sometimes the one who is working harder is even earning lesser. But by revelation, it is just for a time. Strange things on the earth that you may not understand. Somebody can be singing in his church. Seven, even knows how to sing better, knows all the notes. Because of the doings of the Lord and the workings of the Lord through that person, the church is expanding, increasing. And that person can be asking himself that, look at my other colleagues. They can't even sing as good as I do. They are not even half anointed. In fact, these other ones who are moving from program to program, hey, the other time one bought a car, another time, hey, another one just traveled to UK and just passed through Australia, and now is going to the US, and my pastor, I'm just here serving him. Oh, certain services, when the service starts, even the strength to sing. Oh, Jesus. 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 And when you go home, your wife or your husband, your spouse at home asking you, so don't you see what the others are doing? Don't you see those who are on TV? Don't you see those doing an interview at Sunny FM? Moving here and there. Say it's by privilege. It is a matter of time and one connection by grace. One connection by grace. And as I say it right now, wherever you are, you contact it in the name of Jesus. Connect. One word by grace upon your life, and your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. Peter, for years, was catching fish. His point of elevation came. He now moved from catching fish to catching men. And at another point, by the infilling of the Spirit, now he was presiding over churches. I pray for you wherever you are, that your time of elevation, it shall not elude you in the name of Jesus. Your time of elevation, may you be in that place to connect with it in Jesus' name. May you never leave your place of elevation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I look at Sinach's story and I get encouraged. A song that she had sung years back. And these things that I'm saying, they are very real. Because the temptation to pass somewhere or just to do some fast track somewhere, oh, I have this deal here to do. The temptations are always there. But when God brings you himself, his elevation, the level it carries you to, we call it the Joseph level. From pit to throne. From pit to throne. From pit to prime minister. Just take your time. In the name of Jesus. So humility starts from the inside. How do you see yourself? Are you too important than others? Do you see yourself as better than others? In the same way, pride starts from the inside. Your thoughts, your heart deliberations. From your heart, it moves to your mouth. And then it manifests in your acts. From the inside, it comes to your mouth out of the abundance of the heart. So you begin to now confess it. So when you realize that you are becoming argumentative and you are beginning to find problems, fighting here, fighting there, please check yourself, because it has graduated from one level, it's now going to another level. And then it manifests in the body, your heart. An example, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? And then see where it started. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sight of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'll be like the Most High. It started from his heart and he started speaking. And before we realized, he started acting it out and he had to be kicked out. Hello, tell your neighbor, please watch your heart. In the month of March, watch your heart. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It says, for I say through the grace given unto me, that's Paul, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly. More highly than he ought to think. But to think soberly. Say soberly. According as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Soberly. So every time you just keep checking yourself. You see, because if you don't keep yourself in a low position in your heart, you cannot experience elevation. The month of March will just, by buying you, by watching you, passing by, and then you are at one level. It must never be. In any area of your life where you have experienced pride, let humility take over in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray for the spirit of humility in the name of Jesus. Pray for the spirit of humility, because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the spirit of the living God. It's not by might. Pray for the spirit of humility in the name of Jesus. That Lord, grant me the grace to be humble. To be humble wherever, in every area of my life. Grant me the grace to be humbled. To remain humble in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. Grant us that the grace to be humble. Our second point, prayer. And when it comes to prayer, there are two areas of prayer that we must employ in the month of March. The first one is habitual prayer. You make prayer a habit. Habitual prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing. Habitual prayer. Make prayer a habit in order to sustain your lifting. Make it a habit in order to sustain your lifting. Pray always. You pray always. Prayer is one act of humility. Prayer is one big act of humility, because you are, through prayer, you are proving to God that you cannot do it by yourself. You cannot do it by yourself. You got a new contract. Hey, then you are telling all your friends. Your parents, your siblings, the extended family, everybody knows. Meanwhile, you have not even discussed it with God. Tell your neighbor that prayer is an act of humility. When you start your day, in fact, I know someone's schedule. Let me give it out so that you look at it very well. After waking up, I do all the things I have to do, like brush teeth, do this, do that. I dress nicely with my makeup, prepared for encounters during the day. I step out into my car. I slot in, or I turn the radio, to news. To listen to what has been going on so that I update myself. By the time I'm done with news, I go through the morning show. Morning show to hear my health tips, check my diet, and, check all these health things. And then I check the weather. And then from there, by the time I'm done with the weather, I'm at work. And then I just move straight to my computer, check my schedule for the day, and then the rest is history. Individual number two, I wake up, sweep the house, but before that, I check my WhatsApp status. Ask your neighbor that is pastor talking about you. I browse through my WhatsApp status. That one is part one.
And then I go, I sweep, do things I have to do, feed the children, prepare them for school. And then I get into a bus because I'll take a bus to work. I don't drive, so I won't listen to the morning show. But then I go back to WhatsApp number 2. And then I keep continuing checking everybody's status, especially the haters. The haters have to check if they have put something there that I must respond sadly to, you know. Hello. Ask your neighbor that up on your itinerary. Where is God? Is he number 9 or is number 10 or he's at closing, you know, when the day is over. Hallelujah. It was Jesus's custom to wake up early to pray. To what? To pray, because God must come first. Hello. And I gave you this example so that you see that these are normal things that we experience, but in the month of March, Jesus must come first. Amen. And that act of prayer is your first act of humility for the day. The act of prayer is your first step of humility for the day. So in my house, there's a rule. No prayer, no stepping out. Until we pray, the front door is never opened. Hallelujah. Set a rule for yourself. Until I pray, no brushing of teeth. That one is powerful because it will force you to make sure you pray or you blow fuse. You can make it no prayer, no eating. Hello. May God give you wisdom. Amen. New strategies to conquer things that you couldn't conquer before. Hallelujah. No praying, no eating. That means that either you are praying or you fast. Yeah, you can do it for a week and see if we'll see you in the next service. Hallelujah. The next point, thanksgiving. And it's the same scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Particularly the verse 18, it says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give habitual prayer, the second one, travailing prayer. When you want to break through to a next level, you need to travail. God had to hear the children of Israel crying out that the time is up. We must leave bondage. No traveling, your Moses, your deliverer is not coming. No traveling, your Samuel is not coming until Samuel's mother travels. Hallelujah. Are you there? Isaiah chapter 66 verse 8 on traveling prayer. Who had heard such a thing? Who had seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Certainly not. Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. So in the month of March, make time. 13 days, please. Travail like Jacob wrestled with the angel overnight. Travail, your blessing must drop. It must drop like Daniel waged war. He waged war praying, fasting and praying for the angel Gabriel to be released. Am I right? Travail. Your salary must change. I remember I was receiving salary at a certain level. I said, God, it must change. I sowed the seed and I prayed. You pray and you travel. When you want some prayer topics to cease, you must travel to go above that level. A certain prayer, you've been praying, pray. Please, travel and break through so that you have to be praying that prayer again. Oh, Jesus. If you realize that only you, every time drunkards are proposing to you, it's a wrong reoccurrence. When you see that it happens, 1, 2, 3, the next time, hey, make it a project.
a minister of God, then someone has the audacity or inviting club. Come on, when you are not even dressed as such, when you are, oh Jesus, I pray that the right people will come in contact with you in the name of Jesus. But my point is that don't sit down and watch. Travel, break through to the next level through traveling prayer. Hallelujah. Set it in motion. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it manifest. 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 Every good dream, Lord, even that you revealed unto me, Lord, according to your time, Lord, set it in motion. Set it in motion. Set it in motion. Let it manifest, Lord. Remamo zebeke baya bajande reba zakaya. Ramamazondo kebayande remeke beya majende reama. Atiyande kebaza zoka bande kebere bojande reba zakaya. Rekebeyando rebo zende rebekabo. Jende reamande kabala reama zakayande. Reke amazondo rebo zekebe reama. Iatondo de amalara de ama ayakabalara de ama de bede de amazondo de ama ikayande de amazande de ama iandodoro boje bede ama. Set it in motion, Lord. 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 Destinies are connected to your elevation. Destinies are connected to your elevation. Destinies are connected to your elevation. So, Lord, set it in motion. Set the destinies, Lord, in motion. In the name of Jesus, every elevation, Lord, set it in motion. Remama zondo dorobo jemede de ama kabalara de ama ramama zande de ama. Yekebe de Amazon dororobo, jikibi ando dororobo zande de ama, ayande de ama ladare ama zande de ama, ramama yakabalare de ama, zinde de ama ladare ama ladare ama, ramama yande de ama ladare ama zande de ama, rekebe ama yazon dororo de ama, rekebe yande de ama, jinde de ama push kabarama yande de ama, zinde de ama. Push kabala mayandere ama eyandere ama zondororore ama rema mayama kabala dare ama jende de amalara de amalara de ama ayande de amalara ama zikebe de amalara de ama jendere amalare ama arama mayandere ama ayandere amalare ama ayandere amalare ama ayakabalare ama rema mayande. I release in the name of Jesus. I release kama yandere ama jandere ama rema mayazondororore ama Zion travel she brought forth in the name of Jesus. Zakaman dororobo jebede ama rama mayande de ama jende de ama lare ama ayande de ama lare ama ayakabada bayande de ama ayande de ama lare ama ayande de ama lare ama. I release in the name of Jesus. Rekebe ama zondororo bojebe de ama ikende de ama lare ama ayande de ama lare ama Zende de ama yande de ama zende de ama lare ama zende de ama kaba reme yando dororo de ama ayande de ama. Oh God, do your own thing, do your own thing, have your way. Reme kebere boyama zende de ama lare ama ikebere ama. Oh yeah, Let sickness bow in March. Both seen and unseen sicknesses bow, 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 bow in the name of Jesus. Bow. Number two, let death bow. You're not being indebted to anybody. Singing, but in debt. No. Shemayande. Kabarabayama muzamayande rehamalareyama. Shemayande rehamalareyama. Kabayande rehamalareyama. Disappointments. Bow. Bow to the name of Jesus. Bow. Kabarababu Jemereyama. Kabarabayama Radareyama. Promotion shall not delay. Disappointments. Bow. 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 Kabarabayaba Jandereyama. Bow, rekebe amazon do 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 re amara re ama. Bow, rakabaya ba jandere amala re aba. Jeme andere amala re ama. Zekebe re amazandere ama. Kebayande. Mayandere amara re aba. Rema mayande. Wo ye kwonkwo, wo ye kwonkwo, abodi nina kutuo. Begin to thank God for elevation in the month of March. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him for elevation. We sing our last song and we close. Tionya Mioba Tampa Yeda Wasin. From the bottom of your heart. Oh, yeah, batampa, yeah, wa, yeah, wa, sin, yeah, you are yo, yeah, wa. For the last time, yeah, that was you, yeah, that was it. Yeah, you are you, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, oh, Joe.
am your butter. Yeah, Jonah, your button pay. Jonah, your button pay. For the very last time. Jonah, your button pay. Jonah, your button pay. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for the month of elevation. We give you the praise for all that you've taught us, for how far you brought us, and all that you are going to do. Have all the glory, Lord. We ascribe all the praise to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.